It's good to be here again.
很高兴能够再次来到中间。
You know, I was wondering this afternoon, when was the first time we came to visit you?
我今天下午在想，我是什么时候第一次来我们中间的。
I was going to ask our brother Vincent tonight.
我想今天要问那个我们的弟兄。
But Brother Freedom already looked it up for me. Apparently, 2007, we visited the first time.
结果我今天问的朱弟兄，我第一次来是2007年就来到这里的。
So this is 2016.
今年是2016年。
That's 10 years.
已经十年了。
10 years in biblical terminology is the number of trial.
在这十年里面，我们从那个圣经角度是有许多的征战。
So another way to look at it is you've suffered with me for 10 years.
这另外来角度来讲，就是你在我身上就受到许多的苦楚，因为。
But it's good to be with you again.
但是很高兴与你们再一次在一起。
I also understand it's going to snow Sunday.
我也知道说可能礼拜天可能会下雪。
A brother and sister came up to me and said, "You always bring snow to Newark."
弟兄姐妹总是说你把雪都带来我们中间。
I can't help it.
我没有办法。
I'm not the weatherman.
我不是报告气象的人。
But we do trust. We ought to pray about that.
但是我们信靠主，
That we can meet and remember the Lord at His table.
我们能够在主的桌子面前能够聚集。
That we can share the word together.
我们能够分享主的话。
That nothing will hinder us this weekend from being in fellowship together in the Lord Jesus.
在主的里面，我们没有任何事情可以阻碍我们在主面前聚集。
So let's pray about that.
让我们在主面前有点祷告。
Now, if you'll turn with me to the book of 1 Corinthians.
我们先看哥林多前书十五章。
Chapter 15, verse 10.
第十五章的第十节。
Now, Brother Freedom, how long do I have tonight? We're getting started later, it looks like. 90 to 100 minutes. That's an odd number. Okay, well, we'll see. We'll see how the Lord leads us then. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10.
第十五章第十节。
This single verse has been very much on my heart.
这一节圣经一直在我的心里面。
This is what the Apostle Paul said.
这是保罗所讲的，使徒保罗所讲的。
But by God's grace, I am what I am.
然而我今日成了何等人。
And His grace, which was towards me, has not been in vain.
是蒙神的恩才成的，并且他所赐给我的恩不是徒然的。
But I have labored more abundantly than they all.
我比众使徒格外劳苦。
But not I, but the grace of God which was with me.
这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有点祷告。
Lord, as we open your word, we come in complete dependence.
主真的是来到主面前，我们能够完全的依靠你。
Lord, we tell you as we always do.
就像我们在主面前所讲的。
You alone have the words of eternal life.
你自己有永生之道。
Your words,
有永远生命。
Your words are spirit and truth.
你的话语就是生命，就是真理。
Your words are spirit and life.
你的话就是灵，就是生命。
We pray the Holy Spirit would breathe upon your word tonight.
我们向主祷告，你的灵能够吹气在主的话语上面。
That we won't just understand what's written on the page.
我们不是仅仅了解在纸上的话。
But it'll go deep into our spirit.
能够进入到灵的实际里面去。
Capture us for Christ.
主能够抓住我们。
And reveal our immeasurable Christ to us once again.
能够把主的丰满能够显明在我们的心中。
Lord, only you can do this.
主只有你能够做成。
We pray for one another.
我们为彼此祷告。
We pray for a quickening after a long week.
我们能够让这几天时间放在主面前。
That the Holy Spirit would quicken us to hear your word.
能够主 那个你能够唤醒我们，能够听得到你的话。
That the Holy Spirit would quicken us to speak your word.
让主的灵能够让我们能够遵行你的话。
That the Holy Spirit would quicken us to translate your word.
让主的话能够让你的话能够成为实际在我们心里。
Lord, may you fill all things this weekend.
主让你在我们当中这个礼拜。
We ask this together in the precious name of our living Christ.
我们在主面前能够奉主哦主的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. This single verse in 1 Corinthians 15:10 has been on my heart for some months now.
这一节圣经第十五章第十节，在我心中有许多的年，有许多的日子啊。
I think this is a powerful verse.
我觉得这是个很有力的一个经节。
I think this verse has a universe of meaning in it.
我觉得这个经节有特别有这个宇宙性的一个意义。
I think in this verse, the Apostle Paul unfolds something tremendous.
我觉得这一个经节好像保罗能够把一些事情能够。
It seems to me that in this verse we see something of the complete work of God's grace.
我们觉得这一节圣经好像把主完全的恩典能够显明出来。
There's no doubt about what the subject is in this verse.
我们对这一节没有任何的疑问，关于这里面的一个主题。
When the Apostle Paul was summing up his thoughts to the Corinthian church.He said these things over and over.
当保罗讲到对哥林多的教会的弟兄姐妹讲的话的时候，这些话就在这里面能够有些的结语。
The word to the Corinthian church was grace.
在这里面特别讲到说，哥林多教会就是对他们来讲是一个恩典。
Three times in this verse, the word grace occurs.
在这节圣经里面有三次有讲到恩典。
That's very unusual in the scripture.
特别在圣经面是特别的突出的。
There's only one other verse in the New Testament where the word grace occurs three times.
只有另外一节圣经在圣经里面有出现了三次。
That's Romans 11 verse 6.
那是罗马书第十一章第六节。
It says this.
是这样讲的。
But if grace no longer of works...Since otherwise grace is no more grace.
既是出于恩典，就不在乎行为，不然恩典就不是恩典。
This verse is about the election of the remnant of Israel.
这句话是讲到有关于那个余民在主面前所受的恩典。
And when we look at verse 10 of chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians, we discover a verse that is about the comprehensive and complete work of the grace of God.
那在第十五章第十节，特别是讲到恩典，在主面前所完成所那个完整的恩典。
All of us believers know something of grace.
所有的基督徒知道有一些的恩典。
Every one of us that has believed in the Lord Jesus has tasted of the grace of God.
所有在主面前承认主名的都能够尝到主的这些恩典。
But here the Apostle Paul reveals something tremendous.
但是在这一节面那个保罗似乎讲的更多。
Here is one that drank deeply from the well of the grace of God.
这边特别讲到说好像特别讲到主旨意的那个的彰显。
And as he closed out this letter in 1 Corinthians,
当他在这个哥林多前书在这个结语的这个地方的时候
，this was his testimony to the Corinthian church.
这就是保罗在哥林多教会弟兄姐妹的一个见证。
And brothers and sisters, the thing that has so burdened me these months is this.
那在这几个月，在我们心中这个主题，在我面前是这样的一个重的负担。
This shouldn't be the Apostle Paul's testimony alone.
这不是仅仅只是保罗他自己的见证。
This testimony about the grace of God should be our testimony.
这个见证应该是有关于 恩典的见证是应该是也是我们的见证。
It should be each one of you, each one of your testimony.
事实上是应该是每一个人在主面前的见证。
It should be our individual testimony.
事实上是应该是每一个个人在主面前见证。
It should be our corporate testimony.
也是在团体在主面前见证。
We need to understand, like the Apostle Paul, the magnitude of the grace of God.
我们特别要在像保罗一样能够了解在这个恩典在主里面恩典的大。
When Paul was speaking about the love of God in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 18, he said this.
当保罗讲到在以弗所书第三章十八节
3:18. He talked about the breadth, and he talked about the length, and he talked about the depth, and he talked about the height of the love of God.
他这边讲到说，关于讲到主的爱的时，基督的爱是讲到的他的长、他的阔、他的高、他的深。
Now I believe in 1 Corinthians 15:10, you see the breadth.
在第十五章第十节的时候，你就看到这个恩典所讲到的宽度。
And you see the length.
你讲到他的阔。
And you see the depth.
你讲到他的深。
And you see the height of the grace of God.
也讲到这个恩典的高度。
This is the complete work of grace.
这是讲到说，讲到神恩典的工作，神完全恩典的工作。
So that's the burden I bring to you this weekend.
这是我在心中的的负担，愿意在这个礼拜跟大家分享的。
I hear y'all have been meditating much about the coming of the Lord Jesus.
我想大家在主面前特别想到主的再来。
We are living in the last days.
我们事实上是住在这种末世的时候。
And we should be preparing our hearts for the coming of the Lord Jesus.
我们事实上应该准备我们心预备主的再来。
But you cannot prepare your hearts for the coming of the Lord Jesus.
但是你不能够就是准备你的心准备主的再来。
Without knowing the complete work of grace.
除非你能够完全了解主恩典完全的工作。
Grace was what captured Paul in the beginning.
恩典呢，在之前就抓住了保罗。
Grace was what transformed Paul in the end.
而且呢，这个恩典也改变了保罗。
This single verse is testimony to the power of the grace of God.
这一节的圣经就是见证了这个恩典的能力。
We will look at it in four parts.
我们会讲到四大点。
The four phrases.
是四大段落。
The first phrase reads this way.
是第一段。
But by the grace of God, I am what I am.
然后我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的。
And his grace, which was towards me, has not been in vain.
并且他所赐给我的恩不是徒然的。
And then there's this third phrase.
第三段。
But I have labored more abundantly than they all.
我比众使徒格外劳苦。
And then there's this fourth phrase.
然后第四段。
But not I.
这不是我。
But the grace of God which was with me.
乃是神的恩与我同在。
Now I believe as you look at those four phrases, you get some sense of the deep appreciation and the deep understanding the Apostle Paul had of the grace of God.
当你读到这一段圣经的时候，你就会了解到在保罗所了解的那个深度，有关于恩典，神完全的恩典。
May the Lord show us his complete work of grace and expand our understanding this weekend.
求主让我们能够在这个周末之后能够真正完全到了解到主恩典完全的工作。
Brother D.L. Moody was once speaking about the abundance of grace.
有一个弟兄D.L. Moody 特别讲到恩典是这样讲的。
He said this most powerful thing.
他讲到这个非常有力的这段话。
He said many are satisfied to go into the stream of grace ankle deep.
有许多人就是好像在神的这个恩典的这个泉源里面就很满足了。
And then he went on to say this thing.
然后他就继续这样讲。
He said, but God wants us to swim in it.
但是神让我们在这个恩典的泉里面能够 好像游泳这样子。
So many of us know a little bit of the grace of God.
我们好像很多人其实只尝到恩典的一点点。
We're in ankle deep.
我们只是就好像这一点点的深度而已。
But God is looking for those like the Apostle Paul.
但是神希望我们能够像保罗一样。
Who went in with his full body.
能够完全进入这个恩典。
He knew the grace of God that saved him.
他知道恩典救了他。
He knew the grace of God that made him.
他知道恩典造就了他。
He knew the grace of God that transformed him.
他知道，恩典也改变了他，磨成了他。
He knew something of the complete work of grace.
他完全了解神恩典完全的工作。
May the Lord help us to understand more.
让求主帮我们能够更多的明白这件事情。
You know, grace has been defined, one particular way.
你知道恩典可以再用一个特别的方式来解释。
I think it's a very lovely definition.
我觉得是一个很可爱的解释。
I think it's a very accurate definition.
但是也是一个非常正确的解释。
Its grace has been defined as the unmerited favor of God.
就是恩典呢，就是一个那个你不配然后所得到的。
Now, as much as I love that definition.
然后我实在是很喜欢这个解释。
As much as I think it speaks of His blessing and favor upon us,
实在是讲到说神对我们有特别的恩典在我们身上。
It seems to me when you read this verse in 1 Corinthians 15:10, that definition is incomplete.
事实上，我们就好像读到第十五章第十节，这种关于这个神对我们这样的恩典，在这边好像完全的解释。
Let me try on you another definition.
让我再给你另外一个解释。
Grace is God's unmerited favor to reconcile us to Himself.
事实上，神就给我们这个好像是一个原本不配的这样的恩典，但是让我们能够与主相合在一起。
It is His unlimited provision.
是他这个没有限量的供给
To keep us in every circumstance.
让我们在任何的情况之下都能够在主面前。
And it is His overwhelming power.
而且是他那个极大的能力。
To transform us into the image of His Son.
让我们能够磨成神。
Now that may be too complicated.
也许这个好像有点复杂。
But brothers and sisters, I think it touches upon the sense of the depth of this great verse.
但是呢，让我们能够觉得这件事情就特别摸到了这个恩典的长阔高深。
How deep is the grace of God?
神的恩典有多深呢？
How broad is the grace of God?
神的恩典有多宽呢？
Can we ever exhaust the grace of God?
我们是不是能够把恩典用完呢？
I believe that's what we need.
我觉得这就是我们所需要的。
And I believe that's what the burden is I would like to share.
这也是我在我心中的负担。
Well, let's look at this first.
让我们再看看这件事情。
The first thing the Apostle Paul says...is by the grace of God, I am what I am.
我们在这一节来看，就是说保罗是这样讲，借着我然后我今日成了何等样的人。
So I think the first point is quite simple. It's grace is our testimony.
所以呢，我们觉得是第一点就是恩典是我们的见证。
What is your testimony?
什么是你的见证呢？
Is grace your testimony?
恩典的是你的见证吗？
Have you experienced the grace of God in such a way?
你是不是经历主的恩典到这样的地步呢？
That you can say like the Apostle Paul, but I am what I am by the grace of God?
能够像保罗这样讲，今日成的何等的人，是因为蒙神的恩典才成的。
He gave all the credit to grace.
他把他所有的一切都归给了恩典。
He had a deep appreciation for the grace of God.
他对恩典有特别深的体认。
I like the way Campbell Morgan explained this.
在 Campbell Morgan 这个弟兄是这样讲的。
Campbell Morgan said when he came to this point in 1 Corinthians 15,
当你来到更多前书第十五章的时候，
he broke into these exultant words.
他来到这个 主的话这样的当中的时候，
And he gave this singular testimony.
他给了这样的见证。
And his singular testimony was, but by the grace of God, I am what I am.
然而我今日成了何等人，是借着神的恩典才成的。
Praise the Lord for that testimony.
赞美主有神的这样保罗这样的见证。
This is to be our testimony.
这事实上是应该我们的见证。
This is not just to be Paul's testimony.
这不应该只是保罗的见证。
This is the simplest expression of the gospel.
这是事实上就讲到说福音的这个彰显。
In the beginning of that chapter in verse 1,
在第十五章的第一节，
we read this verse.
我们读这一节。
I have made known to you, brethren, the glad tidings which I announced to you, which also you received, in which also you stand, by which also you are saved.
弟兄，我们把先前所传给你福音告诉你知道，这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住。
This is the first thing we need to understand about grace.
这是关于恩典，我们第一件事情必须要知道的。
Grace has to be our testimony.
恩典必须是我们的见证。
In the end of this great letter, it was the Apostle Paul's testimony.
在这本书的末了，也是保罗的见证。
You know, there's an expression we use in this world that is never true of a Christian.
在我们现今这个世代，这个世界面所讲的一段话，不是我们基督徒所
说的。You sometimes read about those with little education or little resources.
当我们读到一些有些的教育，或是有些的资源
，or little opportunity，
或是有些的机会
，and how through hard work and labor。
我经过了一些的也许努力
，like cream, they rise to the top of their field.
事实上，就好像人变高升到人的升人中之上。
And very often you hear people say, "There goes a self-made man."
他们就讲说这是他们自己所造成的。
Or there goes a self-made woman.
或者说这是自己所自己造成成功的女人。
Brothers and sisters, no Christian can ever say that.
弟兄姐妹们，基督徒们绝对不会讲这样的话。
We're not a self-made man.
我们不是自己所造成的。
We're not a self-made woman.
我们也不是自己造成的女人。
Listen to this very carefully.
仔细听这一节。
We are grace-made man.
我们是恩典所造成的人。
Or we are grace-made woman.
或是我们是恩典所造成的姐妹。
That's what the Apostle Paul said.
这是保罗所讲的。
He said, "But by God's grace, I am what I am."
然而，我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩典才成的。
You know, the Apostle Paul was the best of Israel's sons.
你知道那个保罗在以色列中他是最好的。
When you read the third chapter of Philippians, you begin to understand he was the best of Israel's sons.
你如果读腓立比书第三章，你就知道他在以色列中是最好的。
Look at chapter 3 just a moment.
腓立比书第三章，我们可以看一下。
I think it's verse 3-6.
是大概是从第三节到第
六节。I'll read a verse at a time, and then my brother will. For we are the circumcision who worship God by the Spirit of God and boast in Christ Jesus and do not trust in the flesh.
因为遵守割礼，乃是我们这以神的灵敬拜，在基督耶稣里夸口，不靠着肉体的。
Though I have my trust even in the flesh, if any other think to trust in the flesh.
其实我也可以靠肉体，若是别人想他可以靠肉体，我更可以靠着的。
Listen to what he said. I rather.
看看他这样讲，我更可以。
In other words, if any person could boast in his credentials, it was the Apostle Paul.
如果任何人想要就是能够夸耀他的这个他的成长背景。
Listen to this list of credentials.
看看这个保罗这个他所经历的所有的。
As to circumcision, I received it the eighth day.
我第八天受割礼。
Of the race of Israel.
我是以色列族。
Of the tribe of Benjamin.
便雅悯支派的。
Listen to this extraordinary statement.
我们读一下这个特别的一段话。
Hebrew of Hebrews.
他说我是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
That statement reminds me of what we say of the Lord Jesus.
这句话让我想起来主耶稣所讲的。
King of kings and Lord of lords.
他就是万王之王，万主之主。
Hebrew of Hebrews，
希伯来中所生的希伯来。
As to the law of Pharisee，
旧律法说我是法利赛人。
As to zeal persecuting the assembly，
就热心说我是逼迫教会的。
As to righteousness which is in the law found blameless，
旧律法上的义说我是无可指摘的。
Can anyone in this room stand up before this group tonight and say, "As to the law, I am blameless"?
有没有人在我们弟兄当中，弟兄们今天在晚上可以站起来，对所有人讲说，我是无可指责的
？Not a one of us.
没有一个人可以这样讲。
Here is the best of Israel's sons.
这是他是以色列人中最好的那位。
Here is the one that could say, "I am the best."
这他也可以真正可以这样讲说
I am the first in my class.
我是在里面的第一名。
Hebrew of Hebrews.
希伯来中的希伯来人。
And yet at the end, what did he say?
但是呢在末了保罗是怎么说的呢
I am the chiefest of sinners.
他说我在罪人中是罪魁。
Grace touched this man deeply.
恩典真深深地摸着了他。
Grace changed this man completely.
恩典完全改变了这个人。
Grace apprehended this man totally.
恩典让这个人完全在整个思想面都改变。
Brothers and sisters, have you seen the grace of God in that way?
弟兄姐妹，你有没有在对恩典中有这样的认识呢？
It seems to me.This is Paul's testimony.
对我来讲，这实在是保罗的见证。
Something happened to the Apostle Paul on the Damascus Road.
在大马勒色的路上，有对保罗有件事发生。
Here, this best of Israel's sons.
在以色列中，这个是最好的那一位。
Was on the Damascus Road with letters.
在大马路上拿的那个祭司的文书。
To persecute all that were in the church.
迫害所有去教会的弟兄姐妹。
And light, it says, light from heaven.
有一个大光从天而
降。Appeared to him.
对他显现。
And he fell to the ground.
他跌落在地上。
And that day.
在那一天。
That day, this great man,
在这一天，这样的一个人，
this man that exceeded every one of his contemporaries,
在他同时代的这个，
this man who could have said, I am the best of the best,
他在同时代，在那个当时代是他最好的那个人，
this man who could have said, I am a self-made man,
这个人原本可以说我就是自己所造成的这个人，
this man met the grace of God in the person of the Lord Jesus,
但是呢，他在这一天。他遇到这个恩典的这个人，就是主耶稣基督。
And at that moment, this great man,
在那个时候，这个好像这个伟大的这个人
，this exceedingly accomplished man,
这个好像在同时代好像完成许多重要事情的人
，bowed the knee to the throne of heaven,
在主的权柄之下跪下。
He said only two things.
他讲了两件事情。
He said, "Who are you, Lord?"
他说他讲了第一件事，主啊，你是谁
？And then he said, "What will you have me do?"
第二件事，他讲说，我能够在主啊，我要做什么
？Now, unfortunately, that second question is not in my version.
他但是关于第二他第二个问题没有在我这次讲题里面。
But here's what happens when you get apprehended by the grace of God.
在所以说，当我们能够完全了解主恩典的时候
You may be the best.
原本是在人中是最好的。
You may be the worst.
也许你在人中是最坏的。
But when the grace of God comes to you in living revelation,
但是如果在神的恩典在这个在这个真实里面有遇到了你。
In the person of the Lord Jesus,
遇到这个耶稣基督。
There's a new throne in your life.
在你的生命中有新的权柄。
These are the only two appropriate questions you could ever ask.
这只有这两个问题在你生命中可以问的。
Who are you, Lord?
第一个就是主啊，你是谁
？What will you have me do?
主啊，你要让我做什么
？There is one that's apprehended by the grace of God.
这就是你在主的恩典之下，了解主恩典之下所出来的。
It turned his life upside down and inside out.
他把他这个生命完全都颠倒了，完完全全有一个极大的转变。
That's the power of the grace of God.
这就是主恩典的大能。
Spurgeon put it this way.
斯布珍弟兄是这样讲的。
He said he makes bare his arm of irresistible grace.
他讲说神的恩典的大能呢护庇的我们。
Has the Lord made bare his arm of irresistible grace to you?
他把这神的那个膀臂就好像是无可抗拒的恩典能够包着我们。
Has the Lord appeared to you in that way?
是不是主就这样像你这样的显现
？Light is the noonday sun.
就好像在那个日同之中的在中午的时候，大光照到你那样。
Open your heart so you're no longer on the throne.
就开了你的心中的眼睛，让你能够认识到神的权柄。
But the first words that come out of your mouth are Lord.
第一个是从你嘴巴出来就是。主啊
That's the secret of grace.
这是就是恩典的秘恩典。
When grace apprehends a man,
当恩典能够抓住这个人。
Spurgeon went on to say,
斯布森弟兄继续这样讲。
He said, "This is the effectual blow of grace."
这好像是一个好像那个没有办法折断的恩典的大能。
Brothers and sisters, I wish all of us.Were hit in this way.
我希望所有弟兄姐妹都能够被这样的话语所打。
I wish the blow of grace would strike us all in that way.
这个恩典就好像一个拳头一样打到我们身上。
Because here is one who bowed the knee to the scepter of his grace.
保罗就能够在神恩典的杖下折服下来。
May the Lord do that for us.
愿主能够对我们这样子做成。
If you're going to know the complete work of grace,
如果你要能够知道神恩典完全的工作，
this has to be your testimony.
这必须是你的见证。
But by the grace of God, I am what I am.
但是借着神的恩典，我今日成了何等的人。
Grace, first of all, makes us bow the knee.
恩典第一件事就是让我们在主面前能够跪下。
That's what the apostle did.
那就是保罗所做的。
He was apprehended.
他被完全的折服了。
This man that was the best of Israel's sons.
他是原本是以色列中最好的那一位。
Became one that only wished to apprehend what he had been apprehended for.
他原本是照着他原本那个所知道所了解的去做。
When you read Philippians 3 verse 12, you begin to understand that he said he wasn't perfect. He hadn't attained. He wasn't already made perfect, but he followed after. If that I may apprehend that for which I have been apprehended for in Christ Jesus. Philippians 3:12. Did I say that? My apologies.
腓立比书三章十二节，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着耶稣基督，可以得着我的。
Paul was apprehended.
保罗是完全的被得着。
Brothers and sisters, grace needs to apprehend us.
恩典事实上要完全的能够抓住我们。
If you are going to know the complete work of grace.
你要如果能够知道这个完神恩典完全的工作，
You can't just know something about grace.
你不能够仅仅知道恩典的一点点。
If you're going to know the complete work of grace,
如果你知道神完全恩典的工作，
You have to be apprehended by His grace.
你必须被这个恩典完全的抓住。
We used to say it like this.
我们原本是这样讲。
There needs to be a new sheriff in town.
必须有新的警长在这个。这个我们镇上
The Lord Jesus enthroned.
那耶稣在做王了
And us off the throne.
然后为了我们离开的宝座
That's what the Apostle Paul experienced.
这是保罗所经历的
Let me tell you something of my own experience.
让我跟你们讲一下我自己的见证
I hope it doesn't bore you.
我希望不会让你觉得很无聊。
I was in my last semester of college.
我在大学的最后一个学期。
I knew nothing of the grace of God.
我对于神恩典的工作一点都不知道。
As a matter of fact, I had no religious upbringing.
我事实上我对于这个宗教对于这个
Oh, I remember.
一点都不知道。
Occasionally, mom would buy us an Easter suit and we would go to some unnamed church.
事实上，有时候唯一知道就是有时候我妈妈在时候讲了买了个在那个复活节的时候买了一些。
But I had no Christian upbringing whatsoever.
但是对我自己来讲，在我家里面，我从来没有这个基督徒的背景。
But I remember the day grace apprehended me.
但是我只记得的那一天，神的恩典抓住了我。
I remember the day that grace overwhelmed me.
我记得那一天，神的恩典完完全全的把我围绕住。
It was February 4th, 1972.
在1962年的时候，二月四号。
I went to this little revival down at this little church building.
我在一个特别在这个有一个复兴那个在一个特别复兴的聚会里面。
And the friends that took me to that meeting must have known what they were doing.
我的朋友带我要我过去的这个朋友知道他们要
做什么。Because they took me right to the front row.
他带我们，我朋友带我到了第一排。
I couldn't tell you how uncomfortable I was.
我真的是告诉你，我真的很不舒服。
And I don't remember a thing that was preached.
我都不记得他们讲什么。
I'm sure it was a much better message than I'm giving tonight.
我觉得他一定讲的比我今天还好。
I don't remember a word that was spoken.
我不记得他们讲了，我不知道他们讲了什么。
All I remember is they concluded and said, "Any that want to seek the Lord and know the Lord, come forward."
我只记得他们这样讲说，愿意接受主的，愿意来得到主的，来到前面来。
Well, I couldn't come forward. I was forward.
我不能去，但是我被引到前面去。
So out of sheer embarrassment, I knelt with the crowd. I can't translate Chinese. I was embarrassed, so I knelt down with the others.
我觉得很那个，就是很尴尬，然后我也跟大家就跪下。
And I remember.A brother walked over.
我觉得有一个弟兄走过来。
And all he did was touch me.
他所做的唯一件事就是碰了我一下。
And he said, "I want to pray with you."
他说我愿意跟你一起祷告。
I don't remember a thing he prayed.
我不记得他祷告了什么。
But brothers and sisters, I want to tell you, grace was poured out on me in that moment like nothing.
但是在那个时刻，神的恩典就完完全在我身上。
I remember being overwhelmed by the grace of God.
我在那个时刻呢，神的恩典完完全全把我包围住。
I remember weeping in the presence of the Lord.
我记得在那个时候，我在主面前哭泣。
Here I was embarrassed to be there, and there I was slain before His presence.
在那时候，我一开始是原本的那个尴尬的来前面，但是最后完全在主的面前跪下。
He upset my whole life.
他完完全全改变我的生命。
I remember they were singing a song, "Amazing Grace."
我还记得他们所唱的诗歌是《奇异的恩典》。
I did not even know that song.
我那时候根本不知道这首诗歌。
But that became my song.
但是这首诗歌成为我的诗歌。
I remember leaving that place so full of the Spirit.
我记得我离开那个聚会的时候，充满圣灵充满了我。
Driving home，
然后带了我回去。
In my little blue Renault，
在我那个房间。
He probably that's a French car. Thank God they don't make them anymore.
在那个小车里面。
Driving home and singing with all of my heart. It's grace that has saved me. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound.
在那个回家路上就一直重复唱的这首诗歌，这个奇异恩典抓住我，奇异的恩典抓住我。
That saved a wretch like me.
抓住我这个原本是一个好像是很差的一个人。
I once was lost, but now I'm found.
我原本是失丧，但我今天被主救回。
Was blind, but now I see.
原本是瞎眼，如今我能够看见。
That day, grace apprehended me.
那一天，恩典完全的抓住了我。
I cannot explain it.
我没有办法解释。
I only know it was the most real experience of God I have ever had in my life.
我完全知道，我一知道就是那时候是神，我在神面前真正的经历主的恩典。
I remember the next day going back for my last semester.
我记得在当那一天的下一天，我回到学校以后。
My friends who knew me as quite a crude and violent guy.
那时候我就觉得我那些同学原本是我原本那个样子的人。
Thought I had lost my mind.
觉得我是不是发疯了？
I showed up to class with a Bible and a Jesus Saves pen.
我到去上课的时候，我带了本圣经，然后在胸前有一个耶稣基督的胸章。
Pittman, you've gone mad.
他说 Pittman 是不是有发生什么事情了？
But that day.
但是那一天。
February 4th.
2月4号。
1972.
1962年的时候。
Grace.
1972年 ，sorry.
Did I say something wrong?
No, I said something wrong. My wrong, my bad.
Grace apprehended me.
恩典完全抓住了我。
And from that day,
从那一天开始
，to this day,
直到今天
，I have but one testimony.
我只有一个见证。
I am what I am by the grace of God.
我们的主的恩典成了如今何等这样的一个人。
This is supposed to be all of our testimony.
这应该是我们所有弟兄姐妹的见证。
May the Lord just really help us.
愿主能够帮助我们。
To see His grace in such a way.
能够看见主的恩典是这样的一个这个方式。
None of us are perfect.
没有，我们当中没有一个人是完全的。
All of us fail.
我们都当中都有人失败。
That's why we need the grace of God.
这是为什么需要神的恩典。
You know, I remember the hymn, and I don't know if you have it. Could you put up verse 3 of "Come, Thou Fount of Every Blessing"? Y'all know this song. Y'all know this hymn. Can you put it up? Is that, oh, you did it. You're so fast, not like me, so slow.
No, these are Bible verses. It's not the same.
Come thou fount of every blessing. You don't have that. You don't.
就是来到主面前得到主所有的恩典。
That's okay. If you don't have that, he'll translate my poor English.
就我尽量翻译。
I believe this is all of our experience.
我觉得这是我们所有的在主面前经历。
Verse 3 goes this way.
第三节是这样讲的。
Oh, to grace, how great a debtor.
主的恩典是如此的这样大。
Daily I'm constrained to be.
每一天我都在主的里面，的恩典里面。
Let thy goodness like a fetter.
让这个主的这样的恩典能够抓住我。
Bind my wandering heart to thee.
虽然我是如此的到处乱跑。
Listen to this and tell me this is not your experience.
告诉我这不是你们的经历。
Prone to wander, Lord, I know it.
在主面前，我们好像一直来到主面前的时候。
Prone to leave the God I love.
来到主的爱之前。
Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it.
求主在主面前抓住我的心，然后让我这个人在主面前被抓住。
Seal it to thy courts above.
让我在主的里面被完完全全得着。
Oh, that grace would apprehend us. Oh, do you have it now? Okay. Yes.
让我们的心能够被主得着。
Yes. Yeah. What a beautiful hymn.
这是一个很美的诗歌。
You know, here's a fellow, Robert Johnson, that wrote this hymn.
有一个弟兄叫做Robert Johnson写了这首诗歌。
It touched deeply the grace of God.
讲到这个主恩典的这个深度。
And yet in his life he wandered and was prone to mishaps.
他在主面前原本是走错了路，在主面前，就好像游荡在外面。
And there's a story about this fellow.
在这个关于这个弟兄，他有一个故事。
Later in life, he was found in a carriage with an riding with an elderly lady.
在有一个老的女士里面，她在一个这个马车。
And that elderly lady was humming this very hymn.
这个老女士呢，就在哼这首诗歌。
And she said, "Sir, do you know it?"
然后这个老姐妹就问这个弟兄说，你知道这首诗歌吗？
He had to confess, brokenhearted.
他在这个老姐妹面前承认。
He said, "Madam."
他说，女士。
Madam, I am the poor soul who wrote that hymn.
他说，女士，我就是那个这个作曲的这个。 破碎的心来做的这一首曲。
And I would give 1,000 worlds if I had them.
如果我有一千的，我有许多话语能够在主面前讲。
To have those feelings again.
能够再有这样的在主面前这样的感觉。
Now you know what he meant. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it.
就他，你又知道他在主面前这种感觉，在主面前的游荡，但是主能够。
I don't know the rest of the story.
那我知道在之下的这样的
But I think maybe grace touched that life again.
但我不知道底下换故事，但我知道后来恩典再次抓住了这个弟兄。
This is to be our testimony.
这必须是成为我们的见证。
May the Lord bring us so that this is our testimony, like the Apostle Paul.
愿主能够把我们带到主面前，让 保罗见证，也就是我们的见证。
There's an old saying.
这有一个谚语是这样讲的。
The old saying says, "But by the grace of God go I."
借着主的恩典我去。
I suppose you've heard it.
我想你听过。
It was actually an old reformer said it.
事实上有一个改教的一个弟兄是这样讲。
And when he looked at those going to execution,
当你进入这样的艰困的时候,
he said, "But by the grace of God goes John Bradford."
就算有这样的事情，我们也是往前走。
Where would you be without the grace of God?
你会成为怎么样？当主的爱在，在主的恩典在你身上。
What hope would you have without the grace of God?
你如果没有主的恩典，你有什么的希望呢？
We have to say like the Apostle Paul.
我们必须像保罗这样讲。
I am what I am by the grace of God.
借着主的恩典，我今日成了何等样的人。
This is our testimony.
这是我们的见证。
May the Lord really reveal it to us.
愿主真的是把这一段向我们显明。
You know, before the grace of God is revealed to us,
在主的恩典向我们显明之前,
we are dead in our trespasses and sins.
我们死在我们的罪恶过犯之中。
When you read Ephesians 2, you discover that you're dead in your trespasses and sins.
我们就知道从以弗所书二章 之中我们知道说我们实在原本实在作为过患之中。
You know, when you tell that to people in the world, they look at you cross-eyed.
当在世界上的人讲说我们就是一个
confused. Is that better? Confused.
就是一个不知道该怎么行的一个人。
They don't think they're dead.
他觉得你就是一个我们觉得就是一个死的人。
They don't feel like they're dead.
我们常觉得你就是一个好像不死不活的一个人。
But until the grace of God comes to you and saves you from your state of death, you are dead as a doornail, as they say.
但是在主之前抓到你之前，你就好像活在一个死的光景，就好像那个 钉子钉到那木头，也就死钉子那个样子。
You are the walking dead.
你就是一个行尸走肉的人。
You are the living dead.
你就是活生生的死人。
You know, they used to say in the old, old days,
在古时候人家这样讲。
When a prisoner was on death row and was headed to the death house,
当那个被判刑时间从他的那个监狱到执行场的时候，
and when they led him from death row to the death house,
当被要经过要到那个被行刑的地方，
to receive his execution,
要被行刑的时候，
all the other prisoners would chant one thing,
所有的那个监狱的那个囚犯会想
over and over they would say dead man walking,
他们在里面都会这样讲，就是
dead man walking,
死人在走路。
As he walked down to his ultimate death, dead man walking,
因为呢他这个人马上就要被处死刑，所以他说死人在走路。
That's what we are until the grace of God saves us.
但是呢主的恩典在我们这种情况之下把我们救回来。
But you the living dead,
我们是 好像就是一个活生生的死人一样。
When you're saved by grace,
当你被恩典救回来的时候，
or made alive unto God,
在主面前就活过来了。
You're no longer the walking dead,
你不是一个活生，你不是好像行尸走肉那样子的。
It's by grace through faith you're quickened from dead to alive,
借着主的恩典，借着你的信，在主面前活过来。
This was the apostle's testimony.
这是保罗在主面前见证。
Another thing about grace.
在对恩典还另外一件事情。
Grace is free.
恩典是是免 but, 是免费的。
But grace is not cheap.
但是它不便宜。
Romans 3:24 says this.
在罗马书第三章这样讲，
being justified freely by his grace.
3:24. 在，借着蒙神的恩典，因耶稣基督的救赎，就白白的称义。
Romans 5:15 says this.
罗马书第五章第十五节，
much rather has the grace of God and the free gift of grace.
何况神的恩典，耶稣基督一人恩典中恩赐，岂不是更加倍的临到众人吗？
But look at Hebrews 2:9.
希伯来书第二章第九节。
This is the cost of grace.
这是恩典的原因。
But we see Jesus, who was made some little inferior to the angels, on account of the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, so that by the grace of God, he should taste death for everything.
唯独那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他因着神的恩为人人尝了死味。
Think of the cost of the grace of God for God to make it available to you.
想想这恩典的源头，就是神为我们做的这件事情。
Brothers and sisters, the living dead are made alive.
让我们这个原本是活的，好像行尸走肉的人，能够在主面前活
过来。 And even more remarkable, the living one is made dead.
而且呢，这个原本是永生神为我们尝了死。
That was the cost for you to experience the free grace of God.
这就是我们能够，这是有恩典的源头，让我们能够成为在主面前。
He gave his only son.
他我们的父神把了他自己的爱子给我们。
What more could he give?
他能够再给我们什么呢
？Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们。
We need this to be our testimony.
我们需要这一点成为我们的见证。
You know, it was not just the testimony of individuals like the Apostle Paul.
而且不仅仅就是仅仅是我们个人在主面前见证。
One of my favorite verses in the book of Acts explains the power of the early church.
那我所喜欢的一段经节就是在《使徒行传》里面有讲到说神的大能。
It's Acts chapter 4:33.
是第四章三十三节。
And it simply says this.
他这样简单的这样讲。
And great grace was upon them all.
众人也都蒙了大的恩典。
This is the secret of the church.
这就是教会的在主面前的秘诀。
When the church is a living testimony of the risen Christ.
如果在主面前有在活生的面前有活生的见证。
The mark of the church is great grace was upon them all.
在我们在教会面就是得看到极大神的恩典在他们身上。
You don't just need the grace of God as an individual.
我们不是仅仅只有我们在个人身上需要恩典。
You need the grace of God as the church.
你需要在神在教会上的恩典。
Another thing about this testimony of grace.
再有另外一点关于这个恩典的见证。
We don't know much about the Lord's life in his first 30 years.
我们对于在主前30年没有许多的的资料。
We know about his birth.
我们知道他的出生。
We know about that incident in Jerusalem when he was in the temple.
我们知道他在差不多12岁的时候在那个圣殿之中的那一点经历。
And when his parents left the festival, he stayed behind.
当他们父母离开节期之后，结果他们的那个耶稣留
到后面。You all know the story.
你们都知道这个故事。
Luke 2:49.
在路加福音第二章第49节。
And when they came back frustrated and furious.
当他们从回来之后来找他的时候很失望。
They wanted to know what he was doing.
他们不知道他耶稣在做些什么。
And he said, I must be about my father's business.
他耶稣说岂不知我当以我父的事为念吗。
But there's a remarkable thing that we do know about the Lord's hidden years.
但是有一件事我们知道在主那个隐藏的日子我们知道的。
It's Luke chapter 2 verse 40.
是第二章路加福音第二章第四十节。
And this is what he concludes with.
这是在这个隐藏年月所写明的这一句话。
And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom. And listen to this, and God's grace was upon him.
孩子渐渐长大，强健起来，充满智慧，又有注意到又有神的恩在他身上。
Think of that verse.
想想看这一节。
Even the Lord Jesus needed the grace of God to be upon him.
就算是主耶稣基督也需要神的大的恩典在他身上。
This was the Lord's own testimony.
这是主耶稣基督自己的见证。
You would think if someone didn't need the grace of God, surely it was the Son of God.
你觉得可能有一个人不需要这个恩典，也许就是主耶稣基督。
It shows us the importance of this testimony.
所以让我们看见这个恩典这个重要的这个见证。
That's all we know about the hidden years.
这是我们对于主这个隐藏年
唯一知道的。And God's grace was upon him.
所以唯一知道就是神的恩典在他身上。
That's enough.
这就够了。
That's the secret.
这就是秘诀。
That's what needs to be our testimony.
这就是应该是我们的见证。
That's what was the apostles' testimony.
这就是保罗的见证。
May the Lord bring us into a true experience.
求主让我们能够真正进入这个经历里面。
Well, I forget already how much time Brother Freedom said I had. I think I'm in trouble already, right?
我觉得我这个时间可能控制不是那么好。可能
Do I have any more time left?
我还是不是还有一点时间？
He's not answering. That's bad news.
他朱弟兄没反应，这好像不大对。
Well, let me bring one a few other things quickly to you.
让我再讲再讲几件事情。
Not only is grace to be our testimony.
不仅仅恩典是我们见证。
Grace is to be our beginning and our end.
恩典是我们的起头，也是我们的末了。
Paul knew grace is his beginning.
保罗知道恩典是他的起头
，and he knew grace as his end.
他也知道这恩典是他的末了。
I think most of you know that Paul wrote nearly half of the New Testament.
我想大家知道保罗写了在新约中大概一半的书信。
There are 27 books in the New Testament.
在新约里面有27本书。
I think you learned that in Bible class.
我想你在主日学学到了。
He wrote 13 of the books of the New Testament.
他写了13封书信。
Well, if my math is correct, that's almost 50%.
如果我数学好，你知道已经差不多有一半。
And it's something very peculiar about the letters that the Apostle Paul wrote.
在保罗书信里面有个特别特别的奇特的点。
He began every one of those letters with the grace of God.
他在每本书信的开头都讲到说神的恩典。
And he ended every one of those letters with the grace of God.
在每一本书的末了，他也讲到说神的恩典。
Now you may just say to me, Brother Kenny, you're taking this to an extreme.
弟兄姐，你会不会觉得我觉得这样讲好像太这个极端了
？You may say this is just his style.
也许你讲说这就是他的那个方式。
You may say this is just a greeting and a salutation.
也许觉得这就是他的一开头问话，然后开末了的那个问安。
But brothers and sisters, I'm convinced of it.
但弟兄姐妹，我实在在主面前深信。
If I'm convinced of anything, I'm convinced of it.
如果真的是我在主面前是这样。
That here is one who knew grace as his beginning, and here is one who knew grace as his end.
在这里事实上是有一个人，他实在知道恩典是他的开头，恩典是他的结束。
This was no prescription for writing.
这不是好像在主面前有一个好像一个描述性的事情。
This was his testimony.
这是他的见证。
You could read so many of these passages. Let me give you an example. Romans 1 verse 7.
让我给你一点的那个例子。Now, 在罗马书第一章。
I encourage you to go through every one of his letters. Maybe tomorrow if you have time.
我想你们有时间可以把他书信稍微看一下。
Let me get there, brother. I'm slower than you. Romans 1 verse 7. You read it first. I'm headed there.
Okay, 我先念。他说第一章第一节，我写信给你在罗马为神所爱，奉召做圣徒的众人，愿恩惠平安从我们父神，并主耶稣基督归于你们。
Beloved of God, called saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ.And you've already read Romans 16, verse 24. Why don't you read it?
罗马书十六章第二十四节。
16:24. Yes. Is the Chinese Bible different than mine? The grace.Of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
27.
Really? I've learned something new.
也许这个编排不一样，但是他是不是讲到说神的恩典与我们在一起
？Tell me I'm not crazy. Does that say 24?
Oh, yes.
It does.
Yes. 这个不知道为什么中文圣经没有这一节。
We'll have to talk to Brother Darby when we see him up there.
当我们要在主面前遇到达比弟兄，我们就问他一下。
But if you look carefully at every one of his letters,
但是如果你在对于他每一本的书信注意看的话。
You see this pattern over and over, repeated again and again.
你会发现他这个样式是一直不断的出现。
Here is one that knew a great secret.
这个有一个人是实在知道这个极大的这个奥秘。
And his great secret was grace was his beginning and grace was his end.
这个极大奥秘就是这个恩典是他的开始，也是他的结束。
Praise the Lord, I think this is a secret throughout the Bible.
赞美主啊，这就是这个在圣经里面这个奥秘。
You remember when man fell?
当你记得有人。
You remember in the Garden of Eden?
当你记得在人失落的时候，在伊甸园失落的时候。
Adam and Eve fell.
亚当跟夏娃失落的时候。
But God didn't give up on man.
当虽然他们犯罪，但是神没有放弃人。
Thank God that grace never gives up.
感谢神，恩典永远没有放弃我们。
You may give up. Your friends may give up.
也许你的朋友会放弃,
your parents may give up.
也许你的父母放弃你,
didn't the psalmist say, when my father and my mother forsake me?
你记得有人这样讲说, 我的父母都放弃我了。
I know no Chinese family would do that.
我不知道是不是中国父母会这样做。
But brothers and sisters, grace never gives up.
但是呢, 弟兄姐妹们, 恩典绝对不会放弃我们。
We come to see Noah.
我们来到神面前。
God began to recover, and what is the first time the word grace is used in the Bible?
哦, 当神跟对, 挪亚显现的时候, 这个恩典第一次的出现。
It's in chapter 6 of Genesis.
在创世纪第六章,
and it says, and Noah found grace in the eyes of Jehovah.
在神面, 挪亚在神面前蒙恩典。
That was the beginning of recovery.
这是, 这是神恢复的开始。
And look at the beginning of the New Testament. What about the New Testament?
对, 好, 那, 然后在对于我们在新约来讲,
when you look at the New Testament and you look at John's Gospel, he says an extraordinary thing.
那你看一下对于关于这约翰福音面,
in chapter 1, verse 14, John said this.
约翰福音第一章第14节,
and you will note that no other Gospel writer said this.
你会发觉没有其他的那个福音的作者是这样讲的。
None of the other Gospel writers seem to have the depth of the understanding of the complete work of grace like this.
好像没有其他作者像, 像约翰这样有对于恩典这样深的, 好像看见。
Chapter 1 verse 14 says, and the word of God was made flesh and dwelt among us, and if you leave the parentheses out, full of grace and truth.
道成肉身坐在我们中间, 充充满满的有恩典有真理。
That's our beginning, the beginning of the New Testament.
这就是, 就是, 恩典的开始, 也就是福音的开始。
It goes on to say an extraordinary thing again.
然后呢, 他继续往下讲。
Chapter 1, verse 16.
在第16节,
and of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace.
从他丰典的, 丰满的恩典里, 我们都领受, 而且恩上加恩。
And then it says in verse 17,
在17节,
for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
律法本是借着摩西传的, 恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
This is the beginning of the New Testament.
这就是新约的开始。
The whole New Covenant is about grace.
新的这个约的开始就是恩典。
This one verse, chapter 1, verse 17, explains the whole Old Testament and the whole New Testament in a single sentence.
在这17节这一节面特别讲到所有的旧约跟所有的新约。
The law came by Moses.
律法从摩西来的,
but grace and truth subsist by Jesus Christ.
但是恩典和真理由耶稣基督来的。
That's our beginning.
这是我们的开始。
Well, look at the end of the Bible. What do you think the last verse is in the Bible?
但如果你看, 圣经的末了, 圣经末了是讲什么呢?
The very last verse in the Bible.
在, yeah, 在最后一节。
That's okay. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with all the saints.
愿主耶稣的恩惠常与众圣徒同在。
That is the end of the New Testament.
这就是新约的末了。
Now, doesn't that tell you something, brothers and sisters?
这是告诉我们什么事呢?
The Apostle Paul saw something really deep and real.
保罗看见了
He wasn't just writing letters with a flowery greeting. He wasn't just composing letters with a beautiful salutation. He saw the depth of God's grace. And he knew the grace of God as his beginning and as his end.
他实在是看见了恩典是他保罗的开始，也是他的末了。
That is the story of the Bible.
这就是圣经的故事。
Oh, I remember that lovely old story in Zechariah chapter 4.
我就要想起来这个撒迦利亚书的第四章。
You know the vision Zechariah saw?
你记得在撒迦利亚所看见的意象。
You know the story in verse 7?
你看到第四章第七节。
When the capstone of the temple is put into place, what do you suppose the words will be?
当你看到这个圣殿上这个石头在圣殿上的时候。
When all is complete,
当它完成的时候。
When all is done,
当它完全建立好的
时候。When all is over,
当一切结束的时候。
The words will be grace, grace unto it.
他实在是看到说第七节愿恩惠。恩惠就是恩典，愿恩典恩典归于这殿。
Grace is our beginning and grace is our end.
恩典实在是我们的开始，也是我们的结束。
The Christian life is sort of like a train ride.
我们的基督徒生活好像是我们坐火车的旅程。
You may think this is a silly analogy.
你觉得好像也许是一个很。
But in the beginning, when you get on that train.
当你在一开始坐那火车的时候
，and you look above that door，
当你看见这个门的时候
，you see the words overwritten grace，
你会看那门上就写了恩典
，and when your journey is over，
当你这个旅程结束的时候
，at the end，
在末了的时候
，when you exit the train，
当你离开这个火车的时候
，if you but turn around，
当你转过头来的时候
，and look back。
当你往后看的时候
，You'll see written over the exit door。
你会看到这个出口的上面那个门上面这样写
，Great，
恩典。
That's the beginning。
这就是我们的开始。
That's the end。
这也是我们的末了。
May the Lord open our eyes to the complete work of grace。
愿主开我们眼睛，能够了解神完全的恩典，完全的工作。
One last point。
最后一点。
Not only is grace our testimony。
不仅仅恩典是我们的见证。
I am what I am by the grace of God.
借着神的恩典，我如今成了何等样的人。
Not only is grace our beginning and our end.
不仅仅恩典是我们的开始，还是我们的末了。
But grace is to be everything in between.
恩典是在这开始末了中间的一切都是恩典。
I believe that's what the Word of God teaches.
这也是我相信，这也是神的话教导我的。
I believe that's what the Apostle Paul understood deeply.
这我也相信，这是保罗所深深了解的。
Our circumstances,
我们各种遇到各样的状况。
Your circumstances,
你所遇到的。
My circumstances,
我所遇到的事情。
Some difficult,
有些的困难，有时候有困难。
Some blessed.
有的时候有恩有祝福
，some horrendous，
有的时候有特别巨大的事情发生
，are all engineered that we would discover deeply the grace of God。
所有的都让我们能够了解这个恩典，这个深度。
Sun too. What does that mean?
Deeper.
Deeper. I have a new word I've learned. Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
you remember the story of the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 12?
你记不记得保罗在哥林多后书
?2 Corinthians 12, verse 9.
哥林多后书
You remember the story of his thorn in the flesh?
就是讲到说他肉体中有一个刺。
Do you remember how it was described in the Word of God as the messenger of Satan?
你记得他讲到说这个撒旦的权益。
I wonder how in the world the Lord ever thought of that.
我不知道主对这件事是怎么看。
Would he really allow a messenger of Satan?
你是不是真的容许撒旦呢？
But to this man who experienced so much,
但是我们的这个有个弟兄是这样子的
，and knew so much。
这个保罗是知道主是这样子。
He went through the deepest of circumstances to discover one single thing。
他虽然保罗经历这样的深的这样痛苦，但是他发觉的一件事情。
And when you read 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9, you begin to understand what that one single thing he was to learn is.
他经历这样大的那个的痛苦的时候，但是他实在是在第九节学到一件事情。
It was the Lord speaking directly to him.
这是主亲自对他说话。
This was not an angel speaking to him.
这不是天使对他说话。
The Lord said, "This is that one lesson I want you to learn."
主说，这是我所要你所学的功课。
That one lesson is my grace is sufficient for thee.
对保罗说，这是我要你学的功课，就是我的恩典够你用的。
Brothers and sisters, he went on to say, "The Lord did."
他保罗是这样经历这件事。
And my power is made perfect in weakness.
因为神说，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上得的完全。
What a revelation of the grace of God!
这是神恩典这么大的启示。
I don't think we will go through what the apostle went through necessarily.
我觉得我不需要把保罗所经历的很多的痛苦所的经历跟你们大家讲。
I think this one was a special messenger of God.
我觉得这是神特别的一个那个使者。
And this special messenger of God went through the deepest things.
这是神特别的一个仆人经历这样的试炼。
And he went through the most difficult circumstances of life.
他经历在生命中这样痛苦的一个痛苦。困难的这个经历。
And God had one lesson for him.
但是神有给他这样的功课。
He said, "Paul, I want you to know this one thing."
他说，保罗，我希望你能够知道这件事情。
So that everybody might know this one thing.
所以每一个人都能够知道这件事情。
Whatever your circumstances.
无论是你的情况怎么
样。Whatever life brings you.
无论你的生命经历什么。
Whatever difficulties you find yourself in.
无论你经历多困难的情况。
Wherever I'll take you.
无论我带你去哪里。
My grace is sufficient for thee.
我的恩典够你用的。
Isn't that tremendous?
是不是很美的一句话？
Grace is to be everything in between.
恩典事实上是在我们在所经历的一切。
All sufficient grace.
所有恩典是够用的。
Let me end with this story about another hymn.
让我在结束前用另外一首诗歌。
This is one of my favorite hymns.
这是我喜爱的一首诗歌。
You may have heard of Annie Johnson Flint.
你可能没有听过一个叫 Annie Johnson Flint.
Annie Johnson Flint wrote the famous hymn, "He Giveth More Grace."
他写了这首诗，他给了我更多的恩典。
It's only two verses.
只有两节。
But is it up here? Is it up here? And it is two.Powerful verses.
是有两个有力的这个经节。
Here is one that drank deeply of the well, drank deeply of the well of grace.
他特别讲到说这个恩典这个的所经历到的。
Here is one that discovered grace completely in its fullness.
他讲到说这个对恩典面所发现到的完全。
It's such a tremendous hymn.
是一个非常好的一首诗歌。
But sometimes we don't know what these people went through.
有的时候我们并不知道有些人所经历的。
Annie Johnson Flint lost both of her parents before she was 6 years old.
她这个姐妹她在六岁之前她失去她父母。
She developed arthritis as a teenager.
她就是有那个。骨头那种毛病。
As a teenager, she could no longer walk.
她在16岁，她就不能走路了。
Her dreams to be a concert pianist were dashed.
她原本是希望能够成为一个在演奏的一些演奏家。
Slowly, this horrendous disease, her hands closed up to just balls.
她因为她这个骨节这个骨头毛病，结果她的手就变成像这样。
And this lady had no outlet but to write poetry.
所以他就没有办法在关于写有关于这方面的事情。
This dearest beloved of the Lord began to write poems. And it said she would pound out on the keyboard with her knuckles the poems.
所以她就这个诗歌呢，就她只好用她的那个骨头去敲那个键盘。
And in that state, she discovered grace all sufficient.
但是在那一天的话，学说主的恩典是够我用的。
Listen to these words.
听听看她所讲的话。
He giveth more grace when the burdens grow greater.
当我们这个负担加重的时候，他给我们的恩典更多。
He sendeth more strength when the labors increase.
当我们这个劳苦更多的时候，我们的恩典更多。
To added affliction, he addeth his mercy. To added affliction, he addeth his mercy.
当我们经历更多的困苦的时候，他给我们更多的 mercy, 怜悯。
To multiply trials, his multiplied peace.
当我们有更多的试炼的时候，他有更多与我们同在。
Listen to this chorus.
听听看他这个有这一段。
His love has no limit.
他的爱没有限制。
His grace has no measure.
他的恩典没有限量。
His power no boundary known unto men.
他的力量是没有限量的。
For out of his infinite riches in Jesus,
在神恩典，在神永远的一面，
he giveth,
他给了我们，
and giveth,
他继续给我们，
and giveth again,
他继续给我们。
Here is one,
这是有一个人，
like the Apostle Paul,
就像保罗一样，
that discovered in the middle of untold trials,
他在这样极大的试炼之中，就像保罗一样，
the all-sufficient grace of God.
但是神这个就是神的够用的恩典在他身上。
And discovered that second great secret of grace.
他也发现到在这个恩典的第二个秘诀。
My power is perfected in weakness.
我的恩典在软弱人身上显得完全。 我能力在神显得完全。
This, brothers and sisters,
这个弟兄姐妹,
is the complete work of grace.
实在是神恩典的工作。
May the Lord help us.
愿主帮助我们。
I think we're like those D.L. Moody talked about.
我觉得我们都知道像D.L. Moody所说的。
I think we know something of the grace of God.
我们知道我们关于恩典有一点的认识。
Maybe we've waded in ankle deep.
也许我们就在关于神的恩典只有一点点认识。
Maybe we know saving grace.
也许我们知道神救赎的恩典。
Maybe we know some of his blessing grace.
也许我们知道他赐福的恩典。
But do we know the complete work of grace?
但是我们是不是知道他神恩典完全的工作呢？
Is grace our testimony?
是不是恩典是我们的见证呢？
Can we say like the Apostle Paul, but by the grace of God, I am what I am?
我们是不是可以跟保罗这样讲呢？借着神的恩典，我如今成了什么何等样的人？
And can we declare like the Apostle Paul?
我们是不是能够像保罗这样宣告呢？
That grace is our beginning and grace is our end.
恩典是我们的开始，也是我们的结束。
And can we see the golden thread of grace throughout all of our circumstances in life?
是不是我们觉得恩典就像那个金线一样，在我们所有的一切经历里面都把它撕搭成？
And that can we discover this one great secret?
是不是我们能够发现这个伟大的秘诀？
His grace is sufficient for us.
这个秘诀就是神的恩典给我们用的。
And the second part of that secret,
在这个秘诀第二部分，
His power, not our power.
他的能力不是我们的能力，
Not your strength.
不是你的力量。
It will always fail.
我们的力量都一直失败。
But in those moments you discover a different power.
但是在这个里面我们发现这个大能。
In those moments you discover a new strength.
在这里面我们发现新的能力。
The Lord's own words.
是神自己的话。
My grace is sufficient.
我的恩典够你用的。
And my power.
我的能力
is perfected in weakness.
在软弱的身上是显得完全。
May the Lord help us.
愿主帮助我们。
I don't know if I'm communicating well this burden that's deep within my heart.
我不知道是不是我这样讲是能够真正把我里面的负担能够长出来。
As I get older, I realize my days are limited.
当我越老的时候，发觉我自己的能力是没有像以前那个样。
But one thing is certain with me.
但是有一件事情我可以确定的。
I was apprehended by grace.
但是我实在是被神的恩典抓住了。
And in the days I have left before His soon coming.
当我来到当他来之前。
I want with my brothers and sisters
我希望我们的弟兄姐妹
to discover the complete work
能够
of the grace of God.
能够真正的了解神恩典完全的工作。
May the Lord help us.
愿主帮助我们。
Lord, we commit these words to you.
主，我们把这些话放在你面前。
We pray that what was of you, you will keep and breathe upon.
我们相信你能够保守与能够吹气在这话上面。
We pray that we would experience something of what the Apostle Paul testified of.
我们在祷告，我们能够经历到保罗所能够经历的。
We too want to say, but by the grace of God, I am what I am.
实在能够像保罗所讲的，借着神的恩典，如今我成了何等的样的人。
We too want to know grace is our beginning and grace is our end.
我们也要像保罗这样讲说，恩典是我们的开始，也是我们的结束。
We too want to know grace is our everything in between.
我们也能够像保罗这样讲说，实在是恩典是在这中间所经历的一切。
Lord, lead us into a deeper understanding of your grace.
主实在让我们能够对恩典有更深的认识。
For we ask this together in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们在主面前奉主耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。